faithfully, carefully, and obediently upon the path of faith. And we ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus for his glory. Amen. Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. We welcome you to the Bible study today, rejoicing in the privilege of bringing the Word of God on the life of Abraham and the path of faith. If you have your Bible and follow the reading of the Scripture with me, shall we look at the 13th chapter in the book of Genesis? Reading, if we may, beginning at verse 1 and through verse 4. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver and in gold. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, unto the place of the altar, which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. We value very greatly that God, by his grace through the Holy Spirit, has written to us the life of his servant Abraham. We would be reminded of the importance of this life of Abraham to our own application today. Abraham, in the Word of God, is the only person throughout all human history who has been called, by divine inspiration written, the friend of God. You will find two occasions in the Old Testament where he is so called, and one occasion in the New Testament, the Epistle of James particularly, where Abraham is called the friend of God. This is indeed one of the highest commendations perhaps any man has received in human history. So that in following the paths of Abraham, who trod the path of faith, we have great and eternal valuable lessons to find for ourselves. In the opening of our study, which we briefly mentioned in the preceding week, we had the joy of finding the call of faith and Abraham's response to that call by the God of glory. Then in the closing application of chapter 12, we found the relapse of faith, the unfortunate fact that Abraham left his place, where he at Bethel on the mountain had built the altar, pitched his tent, and was in fellowship with God, going down, as we noted, into Egypt. The relapse of faith is often an experience in the path of believers in the world today. How unfortunate that many believers go down into Egypt, figuratively representing the world, which under Satan, the god of this age and the prince of this world, often is attractive. We are reminded of the words of the Apostle John, very important, in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, which could be read profitably, but in which the Apostle states, the counsel and the advice for a believer today, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. This can be, unfortunately, one deterrent of many believers on the path of faith. May I personally plead with my beloved Christian friends, beware of the temptations of the world. John, in that particular reference that we have quoted, tells all that the world is. It consists of two great things. First, lust, and second, pride. Lust for what we may not have, and then when we receive it, pride because we have it. The lust is the lust, as the Apostle writes, of the flesh and of the eyes. Abraham was tested, as we well know, by the famine that came in the land of Canaan, and he failed in this test. But we have in our chapter before us, in the opening words of chapter 13, and the first four verses, the restoration of faith. May I give words of exhortation and counsel to my fellow believers, who may have wandered from the path of faith, who may be treading the path of this world, interested in setting his or her affection on the things of this world. You cannot enjoy the love of the Father, as John well states. You will not lose the relationship as a child of God to the Father. That relationship is ever maintained by the Lord Jesus, your Savior, your great advocate and mine, at the throne of God. But we praise God, there is the possibility of being restored for every one of us who may get away from the path of faith. The Christian in the world is never happy and cannot indeed enjoy himself and herself. He or she must go back to the place where he or she found the Lord. And repentance and confession can bring restoration. So did Abraham find that he must return to the place of the tent, to the place of the altar. And restoration God gave him. Yet God could not overrule the sad consequences and effects that may have followed because of the trip into Egypt. Now may I point out for our meditation today some of the effects that suddenly became Abraham's experience, and so similarly can be ours as believers if we miss or wander from the path of faith. First of all, let us realize this loss. Was it not lost time when Abraham spent weeks away from the Lord that he loved, and that time could not be regained? My beloved fellow believer in the Lord Jesus, may I state very plainly, when you and I wander from the Lord and stray from the path of faith, we lose time. That time can never be regained. Well, did the psalmist say in the 90th Psalm, Lord, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Then a second thing we must hasten on, to realize that not only was there lost time in that experience away from the Lord, there was a lost testimony. We noted at the end of chapter 12, that without question of doubt, the rebuke of Pharaoh upon Abraham, could perhaps never be able to witness to Pharaoh and to others in Egypt of the true and the living God whom he represented. My fellow believer, may I remind you, as well as mine own heart, we represent the true and the living God and our Savior. And when we thus wander from the path of faith and bring disrepute to the name of our Lord, the rebuke of even the worldlings can give evidence that we are not able to witness to them as we should have done, as we ought to have done. We can lose our testimony with certain people. Then a third great thing that certainly is evidence and will be found later on particularly as the result of going into Egypt was the fact that he brought out of Egypt servants, and particularly one by the name of Hagar, who became Sarah's maid. She came from Egypt, as we shall see in a later chapter, and it brought untold trouble right in the immediate family of Abraham and Sarah. And my beloved, may we be reminded that when we may return from the world and restore to the Lord, it is possible that what we bring out of Egypt can cause us trouble. Oh, God forbid that we should glory save in the cross of Christ our Lord. Then as we have read in our 13th chapter, let me point out verse 2. Abraham was very rich in cattle, and in silver, and in gold. The very increase of wealth, the possessions of earth, contributed to a dispute that later followed, as we shall see, between Abraham's herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen. so we can recognize. We can indeed involve spiritual loss by going into Egypt. Then fifth, as we have noted in the story of chapter 12, Lot went down with Abraham into Egypt, and as we have read in chapter 13 and verse 1, when Abraham came out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, Lot was with him, and came along. Lot, without question of doubt, as we shall see, developed a taste for Egypt. And though Abraham took Lot with him out of Egypt, he found later that he could not take Egypt out of Lot. In chapter 12 and verse 8, we have no doubt that Lot shared Abraham's tent and his altar. But we shall find in our chapter before us, when he came out of Egypt, not only did Lot have no tent, but he had no altar, and left the altar in the tent, and gravitated towards Sodom and ended a spiritual and moral wreck. May we not say, we suddenly can realize the tragic account of Lot's backsliding may have resulted from him going down into Egypt. But what lessons, as we briefly meditate upon it in the closing moment, Abraham must have, in discipline learned, but completely restored, realized what loss was involved by going into Egypt. May you and I, my fellow believer, realize the dangers of this world. Father, bless thy truth, we pray in the Savior's name, for his honor and glory to the hearts of all. Amen.